The time is now 19 minutes to 8.
Watch out, there's a satellite coming your way, possibly, or bits of it. It weighs 6 tonnes. It's expected to pass through the Earth's atmosphere sometime this evening, when it's likely to break up, and chunks of it may land, well, really anywhere. That's not very helpful, is it? Kevin Yates of the National Space Centre in Leicester is on the line. We should remind people that, according to the news this morning, Kevin Yates, there's a 1 in 3,000 chance of you being hit. Doesn't strike me as quite as remote as you would like. But anyway, tell us about the satellite and what's going on.
Yes, it's a upper atmosphere research satellite. It was launched in 1991, decommissioned in 2005, and it's going to make an uncontrolled re-entry later on today, as you say, into the evening.
And it will break up.
Yes, it will break up, and the vast majority of that 6 tonnes of material will burn up, but the software simulations that NASA have run suggest 26 pieces making it through to the surface.
And a piece of a 6-ton satellite coming down from the, our atmosphere, through the atmosphere, well, it'd give you a fairly big dunt, wouldn't it?
Yes, you certainly wouldn't want it landed in your back garden. Obviously, the vast majority of the Earth is covered in oceans and deserts and jungles, unpopulated areas. So, as you already said, the chances are 1 in 3,200, or I guess the other way of thinking about that is 99.97 chance that we won't be hit.
Yes, the difficulty, I gather, is that it's impossible to track the likely path of these things, because it all depends, I suppose, at the angle and the timing of when it hits the atmosphere, because it's moving very fast, presumably.
Yes, and also this is uncontrolled. I mean, back in 91 when it was launched, they didn't have the agreements that are in place now, that when you launch a satellite today, you have to have plans what to do with it at the end of its life. So you reserve some fuel to be able to control the re-entry and put it somewhere precise.
So this is a kind of prehistoric satellite, really, in that sense.
By today's standard, yeah, and it's tumbling as well, and it's affected by energy from the sun is making the atmosphere swell up and shrink back down, so it's very unpredictable.
And finally, is there any way that people can find out when it is coming through the atmosphere, whether it's doing it, over the Pacific or over Godalming?
NASA are going to be giving updates the 12 hours before they think it's coming in, 6 hours and 2 hours before. But even at 2 hours before, it's going to be very unpredictable.
Well, thanks for that reassuring note, Kevin Yates. Thanks a lot.
Not very reassuring if you're in Godalming. Why do you choose Godalming?
Well, it's just...
why not?
I don't know. Why not?
Quite. It's 16
minutes. Could do with a satellite to liven things up.
Could be very lively, therefore, 16 minutes to...